two, one back here, one over there, and we've got in the yard here, and we've got all that out of the barn. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got about 6 or 7 riders out there at the barn. And 2 outside the house and 1 in the front yard.
What do you call
one
these?
One at the stock trough and one here at the old deep water well.
What do you call these things where you would attach the hose?
Hydrants?
How about these over the sink?
Well, I guess you'd call them hydrants too. I don't know what else. Faucets.
How did you get your sugar when you were a boy?
Go down and buy it.
Well,
get the sugar.
Yeah. Did you get it in a box or?
Book sugar, just buy it in a sack or out of the store and sell it out.
How big would the sack be generally?
Oh, and get 20 pounds for a dollar.
When you got a big sack of sugar, did you ever get 2 sacks there?
100 pounds, no, we bought lots of 100 pound sacks.
Was there a coarse sack on the outside of these?
How?
Was there a coarse sack on the outside of these?
Oh, yes, there was a tow sack, gunny sack. And a little white sack inside.
Did you buy vinegar?
By the gallon jugs.
Well, what did you use to put in the top of your jug?
Cork.
This was made out of cork?
Made out of cork.
Did your mother have a little cruet for vinegar at the table? A little pitcher like? What did you have in the top of that?
A glass stopper.
Did you buy anything by the barrel?
Salt. My father ran the tan yards there and he'd buy the salt by the barrel.
Oh. Well, did you ever take those iron straps off the barrel when you were a boy and play with them?
We made them out of wagon bedding iron lots of time, and then you know they were that salt and tanning material beneath the hooks. Around the barrel and then get to this wagon bent on and make hooks pull and keep the barrel tight enough from leaking.
I asked you about your sugar. If you went into town and bought a nickel's worth of candy, what would it be put in?
Paper sack.
Just a little one, huh?
A small paper sack.
Did they use oxen here in the early days?
Yeah.
For?
We had this west of the house here. We had a fellow plow that with 2 teams of oxen to the plow.
How did he steer them?
He and Hall.
Just talk to them, huh?
Talk to them.
Did he have a stick or anything with a point on it?
No, he had a whip.
I've heard tell about people watching a man with an ox team just stand in the shade and holler at the animals and watch him walk around.
He walked along the side of them and get behind like it is out at the side. And his boy didn't hold a plow. And sometimes he'd plow and hold a plow and drive too while he was holding the plow.